So I got a funny sort of idea here today for a video, which is coming straight out of my own experience, which is it is about surrendering to the unit. I know you thought you saw that wrong, because we is exactly the opposite of everything we ever heard, isn't it? Which is, oh, I got to surrender to, I got to surrender to the vastness. I got to surrender to God. I got to give it up for presence or whatever it is, that comes to us. And what I'm talking about here is just plain old surrendering to the unit. I mean, this doesn't sound very exotic at all, but it might be more interesting than you think. So hang with me. So this morning, I shouldn't start with this morning. Well, actually, I'll go ahead. I'll start with this morning. And this morning, I had the thought that, God Almighty, you've just got to quit working so much. Because I will tell you that for the last 2+ years, about the last two and a third years, I've been working like 80 hours a week on an average week, and can put in more than that on a heavy week, and that's the truth. I guess there are a few times when I work a little bit less than that, but it's not often. I mean, when Betsy and I take a little staycation time here, once she goes to sleep, I'm back into study. I can't take any time off. I want to take some time off. That's what I say, but what I notice is that I don't take time off. So I had this idea that, and I keep saying it. I mean, I'm telling all my volunteers, and I'm telling Betsy and stuff, God, I got to quit working. And they're all worried I'm going to kill the unit, And so it's, there's this constant sense that I shouldn't be working so much. But I notice that I am. See, today I just noticed that, oh, well, you really are working that much. See? And I mean, the guru came face to face with what is. I mean, and of course it's much easier for me to spot this kind of stuff in your life than it is in mine. But today I actually spotted it in mine again, which is that where does it where that's my opinion that I shouldn't be working so much. See, I'm not actually in control here. Is that this? I'm surrendering to. I got to surrender to this unit because this unit keeps. It's in full blown grow mode for this teaching, and it's doing a hell of a job. I got to tell you, it's the teaching is growing wonderfully, but it's in full blown grow mode, and there's nothing I can do about it. It won't doesn't want to sleep. Okay. I get it. Okay, I'll let you not sleep so much. There are days when I'm tired and it goes, oh man, we got to quit working so much. But that's actually not the unit speaking. The unit is just a little bit tired. The mind is coming in and saying, we got to start resting more. So where's the evidence of that? I don't seem to be resting more. I want, I say again, I say, I want to rest more. I cut back my schedule. I cut back my hours. I do whatever I do, and I turn right around and I'm right back up jammed. Working 6 days, sometimes I'm working 6 days a week on camera. I never take a day off. I work every single day. So my days off just mean days off camera. It means I'm not doing sessions because I'm doing more sessions. Quote, than I would like to, but I notice that I'm doing how many I'm doing. So this must be how many I'm supposed to be doing. So to be resisting that is absolutely crazy. I mean, I got a whole world out there that can benefit from this teaching, and I want to sit in my living room and read books because that's what I did before I woke up, and that's what I did after I woke up prior to teaching, and I've been doing some of that, certainly a lot of that since I've been teaching. But I noticed that now I'm running out of time for it. I just have a little bits of time to read this and a little of that and da da da. And I listen to audio books when I'm shaving. I mean, the unit's just gone crazy on me. See, it's just because it's just made up its mind, whatever. I mean, it's not it's made up its mind, but the mind has been made up, and I had nothing to do with the mind has been made up that this teaching's going to grow. I may as well give up to it. I mean, why, if I already got to work like crazy all the time, why on earth would I want to, go? Why on earth would I want to decide? Well, I shouldn't do that because now I'm not only working all the time, but I'm suffering from it, and that didn't make any sense. So I'm going to surrender to the unit, which is I know that this. I notice that this unit is doing what it does, and what it does is it works. It works all the time. You know, to be able to have a couple of glorious hours with Betsy in the evening, that's a big deal. There are people in the world that never get that glorious 2 hours. And to get hours, get and to get 6 hours of sleep in a nice, soft, beautiful bed with a pretty woman and a pretty dog. I mean, you can't. I mean, damn. Needless to say, not everybody else. To really, that beautiful woman and a beautiful dog. Tell you the truth, but I was trying to be humble at their expense. See, I don't want to be humble at my expense. I want to be humble at somebody else's expense. It's just incorrigible. There's nothing you can do with it. That's what I'm seeing now. There's nothing I can do with it. It's incorrigible. It's going to do what it's going to do. So I'm giving up. I advise you to take a look and see what you're doing that you think you don't want to be doing, but yet you keep on doing. So I went through the same kind of thing, I think, with drinking. I want to quit drinking. Really? Yeah. I remember one time when I had gotten drunk again, and my sponsor looked at me and he said, "Do you know, Fred, going to any lengths to get sober includes not drinking." God, that blew my mind. I mean, it really did. It just sounds so silly, but it blew my mind at the time. I thought, "My God, he's talking about really quitting." So, what I'm doing is talking about really quitting fighting this damn unit. I guess it's going to work a lot. I may extend my hours, but I know I may extend my own camera hours. I know I'm going to be extending my work hours because I'm just not even going to try now. When it gets ready to rest, it's going to rest. You know, when it eat it when it gets hungry, it eats. When it gets tired, it sleeps. And I guess the same thing with this. When it wants to rest, it'll rest. And I can enjoy that. But I can enjoy the working too, because I do love this. I mean, I love this. It's the greatest thing on the planet. I'm doing the very greatest job that you can have. I'm absolutely convinced of that. It is incredibly wonderful. I am blown away that it has ended up here. So, I mean, when you're in heaven, why would the hell would you want to step out to rest? I mean, I guess that's the point, isn't it? So, thanks a lot, and I'll see you soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.